This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Government reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma informed that domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available. The Joint Secretary further informed that there has been slight increase in the rates of premium petrol, while there has been no increase in normal petrol rates. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, yesterday. In a social media post, the PM said they discussed the current situation in the West Asian region and condemned the attacks on the energy and civilian infrastructure, underscoring their adverse impact on global food, fuel and fertilizer security. Mr. Modi reiterated the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, has said the government's goal of Har Ghar Jal is becoming a powerful instrument of transformation in the lives of people across rural India. The minister stated this yesterday while virtually presiding over the signing of Memorandum of Understanding under Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 with the states of Gujarat, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Goa. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Income Tax Act 2025 lowers errors, disputes and compliance cost. Addressing a nationwide awareness campaign on the Income Tax Act 2025, Prarambh 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, Ms. Sitharaman underlined that the new act is less ambiguous and gives a simpler framework for people who want to understand it. Ms. Sitharaman said that small business owners and professionals are the engine of the economy and under the new act, the presumptive taxation scheme has been strengthened.
Keeping with today's requirement, we're not just bringing simpler laws, we're not just bringing simpler rules, we're also engaging with stakeholders. We're also providing materials for people of different strata of the society to see what is happening. We're also making awareness campaigns, we're going to schools, colleges, talking to children to be aware of what tax does for the country.
The Election Commission of India has constituted 19 appellate tribunals in West Bengal to hear appeals related to inclusion or exclusion of voters in the electoral rolls as part of the special intensive revision exercise in the state. The ECI said the decision was taken in compliance with the 10th of March 2026 order of the Supreme Court and based on the recommendation of the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court. It noted that of the 19 tribunals, one will be headed by former Chief Justice T.S. Sivaganam, while the remaining will be led by former High Court judges, including Pradeepta Ray and Tapin Sen. President Draupadi Murmu will offer prayers at Dhangathi Temple in Govardhan in Mathura district of Uttar Pradesh on the third day of her visit to the state today. The president will also undertake the traditional Govardhan Parikrama before returning to Delhi. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire will offer Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. They exchange greeting and visit relatives and friends, sharing sweets along with warm wishes. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. Elaborate security arrangements have been made on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on Eid ul-Fitr. In her message, the president said the festival gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged. Iran fired on Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states, issuing a new threat to deny safety to its enemies in parks, recreational areas and tourist destinations worldwide. Israel, meanwhile, pounded Tehran with airstrikes as Iranians marked Nowruz, the Persian New Year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.